I wanted to ask you about coaching Malcolm Jenkins.
Very good.
What that's like.
It's easy.
Yeah, I would think so.
You're welcome. Here's what I tell you about Malcolm. And I just said it earlier. When we came here, I knew the physical talents he had. What has been a nice surprise to me is how hard he works at it also. He has extreme attention to detail. He goes out and competes every single day trying to get better with his skills. And just that hard work, I think, makes him an elite guy in this league. Other than just the physical skills, because everybody's physically talented in this league. But his work ethic, competitiveness, and attention to detail make him very elite.
And you use him in so many different roles. Like now in this dime package, he's basically a linebacker.
He is. But here's what I tell you about the dime package. I mean, even in our base defense, he could be an interior run fit guy. So it's not really new to him as far as his run fits and his pass coverage. It just adds a little bit to what he has to learn and know going into a game plan, and he works so hard at it that it really doesn't matter. A lot of guys couldn't do it just because it's you overload them with too much, and then they can't
so many different things to do all these different,
and then they can't play fast. But yeah, that's not with him. He understands defensive scheme, so he understands what's going on around him. And I think that's a big part of who he is.
Coach, do you feel like the performance of the safeties has kind of flown under the radar given the surprise at the cornerbacks event?
Maybe a little bit, but they don't worry about that. That's the nice thing about our room. There's no selfishness there. It's all about team and getting the job done and finding ways to win. And the nice thing is they're so consistent, you don't notice them. And they're making plays. I mean, both Rodney and Malcolm are extremely active players. You see them around the football constantly. But it's not really, like you said, it's not really noticed. And in my mind, it's what they expect from themselves, and it's what we expect from them.
And Corey Graham, just how big of an addition has he been?
Corey's been great. We rely on him to step on the field, and that allows Malcolm to play different spots like we just talked about, and he's been around the game enough that he understands defense, he understands what's going on, he's a very reliable guy, and you don't skip a beat when he steps on the field. So he's been a great addition. It's really nice for us to have that lead way to move Malcolm around and put Corey on the field.
How about Jalen Watkins? Spent a lot of time between safety, cornerback, looking hot house.
Well, it's been great. The nice thing about Jalen is he can play everywhere. He can play corner, he can play nickel, he can play safety. He's kind of found a home at corner at this point in time. But if we had something go wrong, or if we had an injury, or if we had an equipment issue, he wouldn't blink an eye if we said go in and play free safety, strong safety, or nickel. Because he knows the defense, he works hard at it. He's a smart guy, and it's nice to have that flexibility again.
You were such a great special teams guy. Do you ever work with Phipp any, or is that kind of his deal? And
oh, it's his deal, but yeah. He utilizes all of us on the staff to do the special team start part, and I enjoy it. I got displaced from it a little bit in my coaching career, and it was nice to come back here and have him use me to some extent. Special teams are near and dear to my heart. Love watching those guys go out there and play and fly around and do the things they do and don't get a lot of credit for it, but boy, they do a great job here, and Dave does an unbelievable job as our special teams coach.
With Maragos, you kind of know what that's like for him probably. He's a 30-year-old guy who's got a bad injury. What have you talked to him?
I did talk to Chris about it, and I don't think he's ready to go out on IR. I think he's working hard to get back and play again. And honestly, with this injury, I don't think he'll have a problem coming back full speed. Like you said, is he 30? Is that what he is?
I think he is. Yeah.
I think he's still got a few good years left in it. 30's not over the top where you can't go out and perform as long as you take care of your body.
How many years did you come in late in the season?
Well, it was this way. Jim Johnson and Andy Reid treated me very well in my last 3 years here. I didn't go to training camp.
I remember.
And it was nice because I didn't get wore down. And they had enough faith in me and enough trust in me that I was going to come in shape and be ready to go when I stepped foot in the room. I still talk about them bringing me in, and 3 days later we're playing in 100-degree temperatures in Dallas, and it was good.
Aside from this season, this has pretty much been a...
Thank you, Les. Take care.
Adorable group. I mean, how crazy was it when the injury bug just came around? I mean, Rodney had never missed a game, Corey had never missed a game, and then all of a sudden, it's like he was getting hammered.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of fun to, not fun to watch in the fact they were getting injured, but the way guys stepped up and just performed was like, oh my gosh, we got something good here. You know, when everybody comes back, we're going to have a lot of good players and be able to use a lot of different guys. And there wasn't a huge drop-off when guys got hurt, which was fun to watch, which is really an indicator of a good football team when you have good depth from top to bottom and a guy goes down and another guy can step in and you don't really skip a beat. So it was really fun to watch those guys go out and compete and perform and do a nice job.